This is the Engage Podcast with Paul Evans, session numero uno.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? What do you think? Age 12 and haven't shut up since. I still remember that day. I mean, it's super clear. I had on a blue leisure suit, sixth grade, had my hair plastered down, parted in the middle, big old wide collar right over the top of the jacket. Still have my notes. Much to do, much to love, much to hope for. Woo, that was way back in the day. And when you think about getting started, when you think about making an impact and even income as a public speaker, you know, one of the big keys is to make sure that you're really focused on bringing maximum value to the audience. And as you guys know, if you've been following me for a little while, even though this is episode number one, I talk about speak with passion or just leave me a note. How to avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, boring really drugs the audience. It automatically induces a big old case of the drowsies. It transports people directly to Droolville. And believe me, you don't want to hand out napkins during your presentation. So I'm going to give you in this very brief podcast, 5.5.5, my height, ways to avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. Number one, be funny. No, you don't have to tell jokes. Just be humorous. Nothing keeps the audience engaged better than laughter and smiles, period. You don't have to be a comedian. You just need to be light when the moment is right. In a future episode, I'm going to share with you how to be funny even if you're not, because we can borrow funny. We don't have to naturally be humorous. If we have the type of personality that's a little bit slower paced, if it is a little bit more serious, we can borrow funny. But it's a key element in avoiding becoming a human tranquilizer. Number two, be interactional. Include the names of people that you've met when you're actually doing your speech, somebody that you met out in the lobby beforehand. You know, I was just talking to Bill right before the presentation today. It builds connection, and people are interested in that. It keeps them alert. It keeps them awake. Maybe you're going to mention their name. They don't know. Use them as a positive example. Prove that the people in the seats are important to you. If there's one thing that is the most boring to the audience is when the speaker thinks he or she is the best person there. Nobody likes that. We're there for the audience. We're not there for ourselves. We're there to deliver value, not to gain accolades. Our goal is to make sure that we're sharing in a way that is valuable. And one of the best ways we can do that is to be interactional. Number three, be clear. Be clear. Nobody likes a rambler. People like points. They like to be able to take notes and go home with specifics. You know, clarity is the difference between showing up on a date and saying, where do you want to go? And showing up on the date, having some flowers, and saying, tonight I have a reservation at Vino's. And afterwards, we're going to go over to the Playhouse and see. Fill in the blank. It's specific, right? It's clear. People love that. Number four, be fresh. Speak with an "I just discovered this" attitude. It doesn't matter if this is the 500th time you've given the speech. It may be my first time hearing it. So give me your fresh. You see, we can take people to the moon, or we can take them to the backyard, but either place that we go, it needs to seem like a brand new discovery. You know, when we discover something new for the first time, we're energized, right? We're alert, we're alive. People connect with that. So regardless of the number of times that we've given a speech, let's give it strong. Nito Quibin talked about being in front of some construction workers at a particular conference. And he said, those guys were horrible. I was fantastic. He said he gave 100%, even though the audience itself was miserable. See, that's keeping it fresh. That's being fresh regardless of the state of the audience. I can remember times when I didn't give my best or when I felt like the audience wasn't reacting the way that I wanted them to, and then I realized it wasn't about me. It's about the audience. So be funny, be interactional, be clear, be fresh. Number five, be passionate. Passion bleeds. It helps others, delivers results. It cannot go unresolved, and it makes you and others better off. Speak with passion or just leave me a note. 5.5, be authentic. Your gestures, your voice, your style should be the same on stage and off stage. If we were sitting down at a table at Denny's over some pancakes and bacon, bacon always has to be there, I'd talk very similarly. You know, maybe a little less structured, but for the most part, my vocabulary is going to be exactly the same. My gestures are going to be exactly the same. My wiring is going to be exactly the same. My energy is going to be the same. People want to know that the person that they're seeing on stage or the webinar or the podcast is the real human being. So we're going to make sure that we're authentic. And then 5.5.5, be light. Don't take yourself so serious and don't weigh the reaction of one or two people in the crowd and allow that to be your weight. I remember presenting one time that I felt like it was going pretty well, but there was a guy on like row three with a sour expression and arms crossed. And the whole time I was thinking, I wonder what's going on with this guy. I wonder if he's okay. I wonder if he's got some severe problems. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's dangerous. Maybe after the speech I need to run. Well, afterwards, he came up to me, arms still folded, sour expression still on his face, and he said, "I want to tell you, that may be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life." Never changed his expression. All right, I was taking things too serious, right? I was too concerned. I was too worried. Be light. This is not the end of the world, and this speech that we give is not the world changer of all times. It is a contribution. So let's give our best. Let's do our best. Let's become valuable. Well, there you go. 5.5.5 ways to avoid becoming a human tranquilizer.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion or just leave me a note.